This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard, everybody. This is, of course, a wonderful day in the neighborhood as a very, very important man who used to say that all the time, Mr. Rogers, of course. Tom Hanks likes Mr. Rogers. I know. I haven't seen the movie. Although I am a Tom Hanks fan, absolutely. Anyway, so welcome aboard, and remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Well, you know, what is really going on is, do you feel the burn winning New Hampshire last night over Pete Buttigieg? And who took a powder? Joe Biden. You know, that's the old saying. My father used to say, he took a powder. And of course, he grew up, he was one of those people who grew up during the Depression in Kansas, Pratt, Kansas. How's that one? All you Kansans out there, you know. Hey, you know, who's a Kansan is Mr. Pompeo, Michael Pompeo. He lives in Kansas, born in Orange, California, grew up in Orange County, and now resides and lives, in Kansas. Brilliant, brilliant individual, by the way. Anyway, this was all during the Depression when he was growing up as a young man. And, of course, they had a large family. I think they had 11 kids in the family. Yeah, 11 kids. And lots of aunts and uncles, if you know what I mean. They all came west because of the Dust Bowl. They had a big farm, big operation going on in Pratt, Kansas, and, of course, came out with the Dust Bowl. It was a lot of the Okies, as they called them, right? Dust Bowl, everything dried up. They couldn't farm. The wind was blowing all the time, and the dust was swirling. Big, huge dust storms. People don't even know that history in the 30s when, of course, Nebraska knows it. Nebraska got so desperate to save money, they went to a unicameral legislature, which, of course, that's sort of their hallmark, the only one in the nation still using a unicameral system. It's a progressive communist type of system, unicameralism, designed to be the alternative to what Benjamin Franklin created in bicameralism, which is what most of the nation is guided by. It's the Republican form of government, bicameral legislature. Of course, anyway, but back in the 30s, the progressives were hard at work, those communists. It was hard at work. And, you know, it's kind of interesting looking back on the 30s and how much those progressives, the communists. Now, remember, communism became really a thesis back in 1848 with the Communist Manifesto. And it grew and it grew and it grew. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. It grew in two different ways, mostly by revolution. And, of course, people figured out, you know, we can't grow this communism in a very healthy way through revolution, constantly, you know, fighting and exploding and going through fits of rage. And so they had to govern. So they came up with another way to govern, to indoctrinate you into communism. And that's over the slow growth of things. Then by the 30s, everybody figured out, you know, this communism isn't too far from something, a notion that's out there by a guy by the name of Adolf Hitler called socialism. Adolf Hitler is the King Kong of socialism, Bernie. Huh. See how this just kind of weaves together? You know, we're calling Bernie Sanders a socialist. Sure, if you call him that, and then the other part of that, communist, that's basically what you have. So, you know, you've got Marx and Lenin and Mao in the ideology, and of course, Stalin in the melon of a Bernie Sanders, and then Adolf Hitler. Yeah, the Adolf Hitler socialist model, which is, of course, what socialism is. You want Adolf Hitlerism? Just ask a socialist. I mean, we just, you know, very just easily go into this whole discussion about he's a socialist. And, of course, the younger generation don't know anything of socialism other than we can point out, take a look. You want to see socialism and communism? Just take a look at Red China. Take a look at North Korea. Take a look at Cuba. Take a look at Venezuela. Just to mention a few totalitarian dictatorships around the world. That's a big part of the population of the planet under the yoke of socialism / communism. Yeah, these relics are still here with us. And, of course, what are they doing to this country? That's they just won. A social, quote, socialist just won in New Hampshire, the Granite State. The Granite State, only by a percentage point, overtaking Pete Buttigieg. You know, it was kind of interesting. If you take a look at what has happened there in New Hampshire, some very good things have happened. I mean, really, in terms of Donald Trump, he just trounced the trounced the field, of course. But the other part of that is what is going on with, you know, like the communist socialist on the other side. It's interesting that Buttigieg, who's not really a socialist, but, you know, he's a progressive, clearly, and has socialist communist notions, and so does Amy Klobuchar. I mean, this is something that they don't really want to basically say, right? But the bottom line is that they kind of disrupted the socialists. They did, Buttigieg and Klobuchar. If you think about it, and that's kind of a good thing. Bernie didn't win, like, by 75 points, you know. He only won by a fraction of a point last night. And I think that this is really a turning point. Now, Bernie won. And again, I'm the guy. I am the guy who says, you know, Bernie Sanders got screwed in 2016. And so did, out here in California, and so did Donald Trump. Now, I want you to take that into account. It was the Democratic Party in both cases that screwed Donald Trump in the general election against Hillary Clinton. She didn't get all these millions more votes than Donald Trump. No, the system's so gamed out here, it's not even funny. It's a joke. The whole election system is a joke and a fraud in California. Everybody knows this. So the fraudulent behavior was extended, of course, in the primary. Go to the primary now. It was extended to Bernie Sanders, in which 3 million votes, Hillary Clinton wins by 3 million, which was garbage. It was absolute garbage. They know that. Everybody knows that. It was the fraudulent election system run by the Secretary of State and the governor at the time. Shocking. Who was that? Jerry Brown, the guy who likes to give military orders. Yeah, likes to give military orders to his own army. He has his own army. Do you know that California has its own army overseas? Bet you didn't know that one, huh? Now, Gavin Newsom, here's another Nazi, progressive, socialist, communist of that ilk, clearly out there giving tons of disinformation on The View the other day, and yesterday we played several clips. But, you know, nobody in The View, of course, the only reasonable conservative was gone. That was Meghan McCain, conveniently, not around, not to be the spoiler of Gavin Newsom's entry onto The View. But it was interesting because no one asked Gavin Newsom, hey, Gavin, what about that $320 billion shortfall or money you cannot account for by your own Auditor General, huh? Where'd that money? No one asked that question, but he was quick to claim that they had, shocking, a $21 billion reserve. Really?
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, Miranda Devine, I'm going to put this on hold for a second. On Bloomberg, this is a weasel moment. A weasel moment, as I call it. She's a New York Post columnist. Miranda Devine. Where do you get the name Devine? As a last name, yeah. Devine. She's English. At least she sounds English. She could be Australian or whatever. But I think she's a delightful person. That's just what I gather, okay? It's just what I gather. But she's got some weasel words, which are very appropriate, because yesterday we were covering the Bloomberg thing, right? The guy goes out and... I used to tell my kids all the time when I was back in the day coaching, and especially if you have kids that in your coaching teams that traditionally at schools they've been losers, right? They've been losers over years. And you have to take kind of a holistic psychological approach to groupthink when you're coaching. And one of the things you have to tell them is, you know, reinforce the fact you're here to play the game and win. Right. Your goal is to win. Winning, 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 right? Something, a strange concept to some people, it really is. This notion of, and that's why, you know, if you want to downplay winning, you give trophies to everybody, winners and losers, right? They're all equal, right? And, of course, that's not the case at all in reality. That's a great socialist notion if you want to dumb people down and keep them stupid, right? So that's why everybody says, there's got to be winners and losers. And there are winners and losers because, you know, when you win, you really learn things. And when you lose, you really learn things, too. If you can use it and understand that losing can be a process of learning how to win. Now, that's the big thing. So, anyway, one of the notions I always used to tell my kids, though, and this is, you know, when you're playing in games, and I know coaches understand this, you got a team that's really kind of traditionally lost, that their notion when they're actually ahead towards the end of the game is, wow, we're ahead, let's lose. I know that sounds really strange. We're ahead, so let's lose. And so, you know, I suffered through this for a couple of years. And finally, I realized, you know, the kids don't know how to win. So I used to, in situations and games and stuff like that, in a situation that was coming up, I'd size it up. And if we were winning, when we were winning, I'd call a timeout, just waste a timeout at the end of the game and say, look, guys, we're winning. Don't lose. We're winning. Don't lose. And the kids would look at me, you know, through their face mask like, oh, okay. When we go out and win the game at the end. You know. So, you know, I said to myself, great coaching point. As you're winning the game, tell them, don't lose it. And literally, because you see this phenomenon all the time. The kids would learn, you know, they'd find ways to lose the game. It would seem like in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game. And you'd just be all just... So just a little friendly reminder as you go into the game and you're winning. Okay, guys, you're winning. Don't lose. So in that category, you have Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg is winning. Okay, he was winning with Stop and Frisk. Now, years later, he's denounced his Stop and Frisk because of the criminal justice business, right? And the progressives on the left, they forced him into this. And so now they came up with all this talk about how he was, I mean, really terrible talk about putting, you know, police officers in high crime areas and throwing your marijuana case kids in the minority groups up against the wall and frisking them. Like, it was terrible messaging. So Miranda Devine in her way, in her wonderful way, actually, kind of summarized it this morning. I was listening to her on Fox and Friends.
He should have just owned it.
He should have. This is what Donald Trump does. You can't be a leader and think that you can weasel out of your past actions. And in fact, what he did in New York as mayor in his 12 years, that was the biggest achievement, was to keep drive crime rates down to the lowest rate possible, following on from Rudy Giuliani. Mm-hmm. And part of that was extreme policing in high crime areas. And who are the victims of...
Okay, that's my point. Bloomberg... You won that. See, this is he won the game. I want to take it back. This is worse than losing. Like my kids had it right. I mean, they tried to lose during the game, and then we had to win the game. Then think about it later. Now, so Bloomberg has won the game, as she would say. He won the game of crime. He continued on with Giuliani, and crime was driven down. Stop and Frisk was getting guns, illegal guns out of criminals' hands. It was working. But it was just too much, right?
Of shootings and, this kind of violence, but minorities, black communities. And, you know, since those, in the name of anti-racism, since those policies have been removed, you now are seeing shootings are up 30%, and it's not safe in those areas. Just a few weeks ago, a 16-year-old black boy playing basketball in Queens, just around the corner from his house, was shot by and killed by a stray bullet.
The polling shows that Bloomberg is up 20%. With black voters,
yeah.
You say. At the same time, the fact that that audio dropped yesterday is no coincidence.
No coincidence at all, because Joe Biden at the same time has lost 20 points with black voters. So they're trying to, I think, take the shine off Bloomberg, who spent a mozza advertising and getting his numbers up. But
which brings us to another thing. Everybody said Trump promoted that leak. Don't think so. I think it was Biden. I think that may be the source of the leak overall. And I know the Trump people played off on it. Yes. They played it as racist.
The fact is that, you know, it's families. Doesn't matter what race you are. You want your child to be safe, to be able to play basketball without getting shot.
Minor problem. Go out, play basketball, and get shot, right? That's something that's... Here's the Bloomberg under fire business now.
Michael Bloomberg, picture right there, doubling down on his apology for Stop and Frisk after this 2015 audio recording resurfaced yesterday.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities for virtually every city. People say, oh my God. You are arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Because that's where all the crime is.
Wow. So the former New York City mayor said yesterday, quote, to try to explain this, by the time I left office, I cut it back by 95% Stop and Frisk. But I should have done it faster and sooner. I regret that and I have apologized. This issue and my comments about it do not reflect my commitment to criminal justice reform and racial equity.
That was yesterday's apology. Yesterday's apology.
Could this recording doom his campaign, though? Here to react is New York Post columnist Miranda Devine. Hey, Miranda,
Hi.
Do you think he should have...
That's the... listen to what she says again. This is sublime from Devine.
Just owned it?
He should have. This is what Donald Trump does. You can't be a leader and think that you can weasel out of your past actions. And
weaseling out of your past actions doesn't work too well. And that's what the word weasel, doesn't that fit Mini Mike? Well, is that what Trump calls him, Mini Mike? See, now he's into this realm of he's going to get bashed by Biden. He's going to get bashed by Trump. You know, you have to just let things go, right? When you're winning, don't lose.
Do it now!
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. California pastor who prophesies Kanye West transformation 4 years ago predicts this about Trump. All right, is there a video? Oh, there's a video. We could even skip the ad to go to the video. Newsflash, I don't think this is going to be one of those. No, it's not one of those kind where you have volume to it. Okay, well, so much for that. Okay, so what's the story? Sean Bowles, a prominent pastor in Los Angeles who prophesied about many things for Kanye West and President Trump, told Fox News his number one mission is to make hearing from God normal for everyone. The 45-year-old Christian author, get that right, and speaker acknowledged that when most people think of prophecy or hearing from God, they picture a subgroup of people like the bad guys in a zombie film. But we're trying to rebrand and dignify what is it is to walk with God. Historic, there you go. The founding pastor of Express 58, who is married and has 2 daughters, 5 and 6, points to believers in the spotlight. Vice President Pence and former Governor Mike Huckabee, artist Justin Bieber, and West, who claim to hear from God on a regular basis. Mike Huckabee, by the way, will be, of course, presenting on Saturday the 29th at the Yeah, you got it. New California Constitutional Convention number 6. Right. Okay. We are all, as humanity, wired to hear from God. Both people who know Jesus and don't know Jesus, Bolt said. Cite the book of Daniel as an example. A lot of the way we hear him is through symbols, signs, and dreams. But we can hear him in so many different ways. The host of Exploring the Prophetic podcast, with at least 24 years of experience, said prophecy isn't just God saying he loves you, like a Valentine's Day card, but can be very specific and has real-world consequences. Prophecy is the ability to connect to the God of the Bible in real time, he explains, actually having an encounter with his heart. So, I guess that's going to be kind of a cool deal, right? Yeah. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian in a photo. Remember, it's Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. I always get that confused. You know, I'm not really out there and about with the Hollywood crowd. Even the Christian Hollywood crowd. I'm not out there, you know. But they have the picture of everybody gathered around the president and all the stars. It says President Trump surrounded by a large group of worship leaders from across the country. That was Tim Dufour picture, official White House photo. There you go. He goes on to talk about a whole bunch of other things, but it's kind of interesting. They're in the Coliseum, looks like, on the United States. Sean Bolton, Bill Johnson, lead, okay, Bethel Church, your prophetic work at Azusa now. Oh, that's is that Azusa College? Yeah, it could be. He also said he believes God is going to empower people who aren't typically chosen to solve problems on social justice issues like extreme poverty, homelessness, and foster care. Foster care. Don't get me going on foster care. We want to make sure we have strong families. Family, so we don't have to have the gazillion explosions of foster families. Of course, all those kids who've come across the border without parents, cash flow for fostering, what do you think? That's exactly what it is. I want you to wake up to that one. That's not even a prophecy. That's just a fact of life. We need to stop that kind of stuff. The slavery. Now, I see you get me going on the slavery issue. I don't want to go there right now. Trump's New Hampshire vote dwarfs tallies of past incumbents. Obama and Bush points to November wave. Yeah, this is, I know they're going to try and do whatever they're going to do in California and all that good stuff. We'll see how that all turns out. We'll see. President Trump didn't have a serious challenger in New Hampshire primary, but he still turned out enough voters to move more than double former President Barack Obama's 2012 vote total in the state, indicating that the Republicans' base is all in on Trump as he prepares to face eventual Democratic nominee in a re-election November 2020. With 87% of the precincts reporting Trump secured more than 120,000 votes in the Granite State, in 2012, Obama only managed, 49,000. And in New Hampshire, the gap between the two presidents is likely to increase as more precincts report their totals today. So that's kind of interesting. It's interesting. I don't think it's unexpected. You know, and I've been here, done this. This was the Reagan thing that happened in 1984 all over again, except there's it's a much stronger groundswell. I'll tell you why it's a much stronger groundswell for Trump right now. They recognized early on they had to get the tax cut done in the first year, and that's what they did. You see, with Reagan, it was all kind of like an experiment, this whole turnaround of the economy business. Excuse me, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Oh, boy. The whole notion back then, you know, the Laffer curve and Arthur Laffer and all this stuff, was it this whole notion of cutting taxes and reducing red tape and so on, like regulations, was all kind of like, wow, will that work? It'll never work. The progressives were screaming, it'll never work, you know, communist progressive. In the Billy, you know, the he said, I was going to say Billy Carter. Remember him? Jimmy Carter's brother? Billy Beer? There you go. Never had Billy Beer. You know, back in those days, I would drink a beer or two, but never had Billy Beer. You know why I never had Billy Beer? I never had Billy Beer because the visual on the can of him was disgusting. And I thought, God, who'd drink that? It's like goat pee, you know? So that's what, anyway, so much for, but back then, this whole notion of cutting taxes and doing the extremes, I mean, who can cut taxes? Government needs to, you know, and of course, what they didn't realize is when you cut taxes, you get more tax revenue from multipliers of sources. That's what they don't understand. Arthur Laffer understood that, and of course, they got this tax cut in, I think, in 2 years with Reagan, and of course, it just boomed. Now what's happened is they knew they had to come in immediately and get the tax cut going. They knew that they had, that's the one big thing they had to do, and they did that. That's what President Trump did. And I said to myself at the time, I said it on the radio, I said, hold on, baby, because this economy is going to skyrocket. And guess what? It's skyrocketed. It's absolutely gone bananas and bonkers. So now you have it. Donald Trump is on his way, I think, to a bigger win. I think, as I recall, Reagan won all 50 states. Well, the thing about Trump, he's so good. He's going to win all 51 states. That's right. New California, I think he's going to win that one, too. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so he's back. Bill Barr is back. I love these types of moments. The bar man, the bar tab. The bar tab. He's refocusing his energies again. Let's see. We had the Chi-Coms forum that were indicted for stealing trade secrets from one of the biggest creditors, credit rating agencies in the nation, in the world, right? So he rolled out that one. Then he goes on to take sanctuary states on and cities on. So now he's got policies of rogue district attorneys are causing a rise in violent crime. Shocking. Shocking. I can't believe this. I'm shocked. Of course, I live in California. Nothing shocks me, right? Kind of dulled by it all. So Bill Barr, he has the audacity. Who is this Bill Barr guy? Audacity to try and right wrongs. I wonder who's his boss? Well, you and I are, right? So Attorney General William Barr reiterated his concerns over district attorneys who have vowed not to enforce categories of crime, saying that their policies are pushing a number of America's cities back toward a more dangerous path. You know, words do have meaning. It seems that his words have greater and more responsible meaning than most. The growing number of non-traditional district attorneys, many who are known as progressive prosecutors or social reform DAs, have been repeatedly criticized by senior leaders at the Justice Department, along with many legal experts who are concerned that their policies promote a lack of respect for the rule of law. Shocking. Are we back to this rule of law thing again? Come on. You guys want the rule of law again. It's lawlessness is okay. Rape and pillage, it's okay. It's okay to kill people. Yeah, just no big deal. Especially if you're a special protected class of people like illegal foreign nationals. There you go. Murder, go ahead. Rape and pillage, go ahead. You do whatever you want to do because you're illegal in this lawless state of California, of course. Of course, and the problem is it spreads to other places. It starts in California like a pustulous boil. They promote a lack of respect for the rule of law, undermine the separation of powers, increase the risk to public safety, and threaten to undo the DOJ's progress in reducing crime across the country. I would say that's a pretty fair statement about these morons. Many of these DAs have won their offices by seeking to implement what they claim to be a more balanced approach to criminal justice in their efforts to, quote, fix the system. Their policies steer away from the traditional tough-on-crime approach towards less punitive measures, pledging to increase police accountability. It's all about the policeman, right? Right. Barr said that these policies strike at the very root of our law enforcement system and lead to greater criminality. See, there he said it now. He said what we've been saying for years. He said under these policies, the homicide rates for several cities have seen an increase, with Philadelphia's murder rate reaching its highest point in over a decade despite a falling nationwide crime rate. According to Philadelphia Police Department, the homicide count in 2019 was 356, which is the largest its number has been since 2008. Philadelphia's Attorney General office is led by Larry Krasner, a notable progressive prosecutor who has faced criticism for his extreme plans for criminal justice system reform. Since taking office in 2018, he's going to fix that problem. Krasner has implemented policies that he said would reduce prosecution, repeatedly clashing with law enforcement. The police department reported a 5% increase in violent crime offenses, which include homicide, rape, robbery with a gun, and aggravated assault between 2018 and 2019. These DAs think that they are helping people, but in the end, they're hurting them, Barr said during his remarks at the Major County Sheriffs of America MCSA winter conference on Tuesday. I know some sheriffs that were there. The attorney general said that the U.S. criminal justice system is based on a graduated response where punishment is imposed on an individual's criminal history. He said this means it is important to collect accurate criminal histories in order to protect the safety of the community. Oh, no, you don't want to do that. No, you don't want to do that. You know, it's kind of interesting one time when I was a school administrator. You know, we always kept our files all locked up and everything. And we had a certain set of circumstances criminally in the community. It had a spillover in the schools. So one day we show up to work and all the files are gone. All the student files are gone out of the school. And we said, I wonder what that's about. Could it be the cartels? And of course, they gained access to, and later on you heard about people being popped off. That's why it's important to protect your records at all times. Now, I'm not going to give you a commercial here, but you know what I'm saying. He said DA policies are undermining the effective policing approaches that have taken decades of painstaking work to build, referring to the New York case where a man who was set to testify against MS-13 was killed by one of the gang members. That's because the gang members were let out early by de Blasio's policies, huh? Some have said the witness was killed as a result of new reforms of the pre-discovery process that requires the prosecution to share information with the defense. Defense attorneys in the case were provided the witness identity, but denied sharing it with the defendant, according to Newsday. Sure. Anyway, we'll be back. This is Bruce Jenner. The Long Stolen, 866-676-566. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to come back and talk in the next hour about the campfire. Remember that? Dozens of people lost their lives, burned up in cars and so on. Yeah, Paradise, California, remember that whole thing? Yeah, PG&E, now bankrupt, and the state's going to buy it pennies on the dollar, get their cash flow every month. Because, the state's got to stay afloat, right? Because they're broke as a joke. We all know that. But we've got bankruptcy. And the state's going to take it over. Good old Gavin Newsom. We're finding out now, as we've said all along, the death toll appears to be rising. Now, indirect death toll. They said there was only 86 people that died, and we said at the time, our minimum number at the time was upwards of 600 people. A number that was kind of shadowing the numbers going up and being reported at the time by the sheriff. But then suddenly, it took a nosedive and only 86 people died. Certainly the reports coming in that we've gotten in witness reports, direct witness reports from first responders, tells a way different story. Way different story. So we're going to make some comparisons to that one. Puerto Rico, because they reported very low numbers at the time. And it turned out to be in the thousands, the death toll. Just saying. Anyway, we got a lot of things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Reminder that, of course, Mike Huckabee will be our guest keynote speaker, at the 6th Constitutional Convention in San Luis Obispo. It'll be a wonderful time if you want to see a real constitutional convention going on, and this is really a precursor to a big one, and the big one will be, of course, sometime in the summertime, maybe after. We'll just have to wait and see. We haven't really determined what the date's going to be, but that's going to be the big one where we're really going to, put together a constitution. The big constitution will be a big part of it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or NCS51. I'm getting that website up and running. Pretty awesome stuff. We've got town halls all over the place, so check the calendar feature on newcaliforniastate.com for the latest and greatest town hall. Anyway, thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.